It's been a bit, you know, a bit stressful, but it was good because, you know, the gaffer always was positive, and, you know, he kept us focused, and, you know, I knew that it was going to get resolved. If, you know, it's these things, it happens in football sometimes, you know, the takeover doesn't happen, but, you know, if the gaffer puts faith in you, like he, you know, he put faith in me and told me that, look, we're going to get it done, then, you know, it kind of, even though you're still a little bit stressed, but it kind of put your mind at ease a bit.
Yeah, how easy is it to stay patient with a situation like that, because the season draws closer and closer and closer?
Yeah, you know, obviously you think, well, there's 2 weeks to go or a week to go before the season, things better get going. But that's football, like it changes within them, you know, like that. You get a phone call, then you got to go here. You know, it's that's the profession we're in. So, you know, it's nothing's ever simple in football.
Did you have other clubs that were sniffing around, for want of a better term, when you were with Doncaster waiting for this deal to come about?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I had made up my mind. I wanted to come to Doncaster. You know, I was, you know, my agent told me, you know, I had other stuff, that other clubs that were asking, oh, yeah, do you want to come here instead? But I had made up my mind, you know, I wanted to stay here.
What was it about Doncaster that made you want to stay then?
Just, I know the manager very well, and, you know, I know he gets the best out of me. Also, the feeling around the place is, you know, it's really good. As soon as I come in, the lads were really nice. Everyone around the place, you know, the training ground, even at the stadium, everyone's really friendly. Even I'm staying in Bawtry at the moment, and around the town, everyone's saying hello. And, you know, it's just a nice, refreshing feeling.
Almost like a family atmosphere.
Yeah, like a family atmosphere. Yeah, that's what really made me think, you know what, I want to be here.
What is it that Paul Dickov gets out of you? How does he get the best out of you?
I don't know. You have to ask him. He just does. He just knows how to stimulate me, I guess, to get me to work that extra, you know, that extra 10%, you know, to run that extra 10%. He knows how to get it out of me.
I guess now you've got to make sure that you've got a starting shirt then on the opening day, haven't you? You've obviously been doing as much as you can in pre-season and in the games. There's only a game coming up this weekend to kind of say, well, that's my shirt now.
Yeah, you know, you can never rest on your laurels. You've got, you know, every day that you train, you're getting judged on. So you know, come next week, next Saturday, everyone wants to be in that starting 11, and I will make sure that I'm in that starting 11.
What's the atmosphere like amongst the squad at this moment in time? Because it's been a difficult couple of weeks, but things are seeming a lot more positive around the football club.
Yeah, things are seeming a lot more positive. You know, people are coming in, like, deals are getting done and stuff. You know, the atmosphere is good. Like, you know, there's a good belief amongst the squad. You know, we've got good players. You know, we need maybe one or two more, but we've the core of the team, you know, we've got good players. We've got Cops who's signed again, which is a massive boost for us. You know, I've only been here for like 3 weeks training, and I've seen he's a great player. And there's Jonah, who's got the all clear now, and, you know, him playing next to me in this last, like, training next to me in this last couple of weeks, you know, he's a massive influence. He's, you know, he's a good talker. He makes you feel, you know, a lot comfortable playing right next to him.
Do you feel you can build up a good partnership with him? Like you say, he's going to be playing in the centre, you're going to be playing out on the full-back side of things. Do you feel you can build up a good partnership there?
Yeah, I believe so, because he's a great talker. He, you know, and myself, I try to talk as much as I can, and the communication between us is good. You know, he explains stuff to me, you know, if he wants me to go somewhere or to stay somewhere, you know, we've got a good understanding, which as we go along we'll build, and I hope that we'll, you know, that left hand side will be very solid.
What do you think Doncaster can achieve this season then in League One? What's the aim, and what do you think is the realistic aim for them?
The aim is promotion. That's the aim. You know, I'm not thinking of anything else but promotion back to the Championship, because I believe that that's where Doncaster belongs.
And you feel you've obviously got the quality here to be able to do that then. It's a tough league, isn't it, League One at the moment in time? There's some big clubs in there.
Yeah, there's some big clubs in League One. And but, you know, you've got to have a mindset, and you've got to know what you want.